With KSJD Local News, I'm Gail Binkley. Voters in the Cortez RE1 School District will likely be asked in November for permission to use all the funds set aside for a new athletic stadium to tear down the old Montezuma Cortez High School at 7th and South Chestnut Streets. On Tuesday, the RE1 board voted unanimously to alter its previously planned ballot question, which called for up to $800,000 of the stadium monies to be used for abatement and demolition of the old, asbestos-laden structure. Board President Jack Schunemeyer said that question had been based on the assumption that there would be grant monies to help with demolition, which could cost up to $2.5 million, but that now appears unlikely. District Superintendent Lori Hawkins commented, quote, "People don't get excited about giving grants for demolition. There are not a lot to apply for," end quote. The district already has $418,000 in grant funds set aside for demolition, but that must be spent by June 1st of 2017. The new question would let the district also use the entire $1.87 million of athletic complex funds if necessary. Any money not spent would go to improve the old Panther Stadium. Hawkins said the district will continue seeking other funding sources, such as Brownsfield and EPA grants, but these aren't likely to total more than $300,000. With KSJD, I'm Gail Binkley.